Welcome to Maseches Erevin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, Chapter 1, Mishnah 10. The Mishnah begins. Makifim bekanim. One may use vertical poles to erect an enclosure to permit them to carry within those enclosures. However, you have to make certain that there isn't three tvachim, approximately 9 inches of space between each of these vertical poles, in order for a person to be able to carry within that enclosure. Says the Mishnah, Bishiyara Dibru, Divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says you should know that this allowance of having vertical poles with space in between them was only said by a Shiyara, by a caravan, a group of people that are traveling, and since that's a situation of need, we were lenient to just have vertical poles. This that it says that it was a caravan, that's just because that's the normal situation where they would erect vertical-only poles, but it applies really for anybody. Says the Mishnah, another opinion, any enclosure that the barriers, the fence, does not have both vertical and horizontal poles, ain't a mechitza, is not considered a mechitza, it's not considered a fence, it's not considered an enclosure. Divi Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda, these are the words of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Huda. That if a person has horizontal or vertical, it's sufficient. The difference between this chacham and the previous chacham is that according to the previous chacham, you don't need to have a caravan. Even an individual that's traveling can use vertical poles. According to this chacham, it doesn't even have to be in travel. A person could use vertical poles any time that they would like to erect an enclosure to permit them to carry inside of it on Shabbos. The Mishnah concludes, Arba dvarim patru b'machane. There were 4 things that the rabbi were more lenient when it came to war. Says the Mishnah, number one, Mevi'in Eitzim Mikol Makom. The soldiers can take wood from anywhere that they find wood, if they need it for fire, if they need it for their needs, they could take it, and even if they find piles of wood, the Gemara teaches us, they can take it. That's one of the allowances, eminent domain, or whatever you want to call it, for soldiers during war. Number two, Petur Merchitzas Yadayim. They do not have to wash Netilas Yadayim before they eat bread. However, the Gemara says that they do have to have Mayim Achronim. They do need to wash their hands before they say Birkas HaMazon, the grace after the meals. Umidmai. And demai. Demai is produce that was purchased from an amha'ar, it's an ignorant person. And the halacha is that usually you're not allowed to eat it until you separate at least some of the tithe, the masa. However, they were lenient in a time of war that one is permitted to eat demai and does not have to separate or tithe it again. And finally, mila arev, soldiers that are in war do not have to make a ruvei chatzeros, they don't have to make a special erev, a special ceremony, which we mentioned earlier in this chapter. If there was a bunch of court to allow people to carry in one big common courtyard, the halacha is they can carry in that common courtyard even if they don't have an Erev. This concludes this Mishnah, and the learning that you do should be a zechusser in the merit of this wonderful young couple, the Glynn couple that got married this evening in Montreal. They should be zocha to build a bayis nevim b'Yisrael. They should merit to build a beautiful Jewish home. And a special mazel tov and shout out to their dad, Louis Glynn, who learns Mishnayos daily with us. So we should all get together to share simchas and happy occasions. Have a wonderful day and a wonderful end of your week.